Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. In fact, we invite your telephone call, your input, your dialogue and discussion about the issue each and every day is invited. Our program is designed around the Q&A format, where we can ask the questions, you can give the answers, or vice versa. We'd love to have your input. We'll have a brief monologue, and after that, the lines are open. Love to have your call, your dialogue, and discussion. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet and you're not in the area code, it's 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear from you today. We'll be talking about an issue that is a biblical issue, but its application is what we're finding today in the John Durham report and what is taking place behind the scenes with the Biden cabal, the false, phony, fake, forced killer jab called the COVID shot, supposedly to protect us, and a number of other issues that are interrelated where somehow, some way, we feel that there's no out to it. But I want to remind us, the issue we're talking about today is the fact that, remember, God's watching. Remember, God's watching. Have you ever been to a point and place where things seemingly go awry, things are being said or done that you know is wrong, that you know is a lie, and you wonder, where is God? What's happening? God's watching. We're going to talk about an issue in the Bible that is totally applicable to the issue that we're talking about today, with the John Durham report, what he's finding, and the squirming of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats, and the Hillary Clinton cabal, along with the ones involved with the fake, phony, false Russiagate claim against President Trump. It's been silent. You've not heard it on the news. The socialist, Marxist media is not talking about it. But their lies, their fake, phony Russiagate claim is falling apart moment by moment, and the John Durham investigation is revealing it. It may be slow, but it's sure. Just as God's wheels of justice grind very slowly, but ever so surely, we're seeing that taking place today. And I pray that you'll stay tuned in. Perhaps you have questions and comments and dialogue and discussion about that particular issue. We want to talk about it today, along with other peripheral issues that are just as important in the society in which we're living today. One of the things, for example, ladies and gentlemen, I just read an article that since the Disney operatives decided to come out of the closet and state very clearly that their goal is that of pedophilia and recruitment of those into the sodomite lifestyle. They didn't use those terms. I have. But they've come out of the closet with their admission as to what their goals are. Their stock, the Disney stock, as of yesterday, had plummeted by $34 billion. $34 billion. So I encourage you to continue to defund Disney. And the only way Disney can be defunded is if you'll tear up your tickets, refuse to buy anything that says Mickey or Minnie Mouse, any of the toys, any of the items, any of the videos, the movies, just simply cease and desist to say to Disney, we're not going to have you brainwashing and indoctrinating our children by taking them to the park. Ladies and gentlemen, a multitude of things today as we talk about the issues. But let me say to you, we face the issues based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, there is a declaratory statement made in John 17, 17. "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to be our modus operandi for life. The truth of the word of God ought to be the mandate for our living. The truth of the word of God ought to be that which directs our footsteps each and every day. But I want you to understand, and I say this every day at this time on the broadcast, truth is hated, truth is dissed, truth is rejected in society today in general. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that wrote the book 19. It was a dystopian novel in the book form called 1984, projecting what America would be like in 1984. Point by point, I believe he was right. I've not read the book. I've done excerpts from it. But what he said would happen in 84 was correct. It just didn't happen in 84. It's happening today. But ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding that to be ever so true today. The socialist Marxist media, the socialist communist BLM Democratic Party simply hate anything that's called truth. They reject it. They're repulsed by it. In fact, I find it fascinating that the Marxist media and the socialist Marxists on the left are now going around with the hair on fire because Twitter has been bought by a libertarian that says that we need to have a source for truth to be aired and the First Amendment right. Elon Musk has bought it, about $44 billion cash that he raised in order to do so. And yet there are those out there today that you would think that the president had been shot based on their response to Elon Musk buying Twitter. That just proves, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose behind what Twitter was doing, yet they were claiming that it was not so. They were, in fact, countering, eviscerating, undermining our First Amendment rights, the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I'm so appreciative of the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. He says truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, Jim DeMint wrote. Ladies and gentlemen, that goes right to the point that I make so often on this broadcast. We need to have pastors that will grow a spiritual backbone, a spiritual spine, come out from under the beds and out of the closet and tell the truth, speak the truth in relationship to God's word and warn the people, their congregations, warn the people of the dangers ahead. Ezekiel 33 talked about the watchman on the wall. And as the watchman on the wall speaks, many will reject it. But ladies and gentlemen, as watchmen on the wall, it's our responsibility to speak the truth in love, warning of dangers to come. And when you cease to do that from the pulpits in America, and we have in general, when that stops, ladies and gentlemen, we find the implosion of the morals, the ethics, and the values, and the faith, the family, and the freedom that we have enjoyed for all of these years. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And that's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. Seek the truth, and you won't find it on the Communist Network News. Seek the truth, and you'll find very little of it on Fox News. Seek the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God. This is the reason I say, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we look for, everything that we analyze, ought to be analyzed and looked at through the prism of a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview simply means that we look at what is taking place in the world, what's taking place socially, economically, politically, militarily, and spiritually. Look at it through the prism of thus saith the word of God. You see, God's word should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. We need to use that, ladies and gentlemen, to analyze everything that's being done today. And when you see that, you see that the day is short, the day is dark, the day is near when the church is going to be raptured out. The man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, steps on the scene and rules this old world with an iron fist. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business package for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care and landscape equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its employees and their families to worship God in the house of God as God ordained it for the child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about a very important issue today, blended with other peripheral issues that I believe are valid and ought to be looked at and understood. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things, and I'll just touch on this before I get into the meat of what I'm wanting to talk about, what I want us to analyze today. Look at an article that says, Biden planning global COVID summit to vaccinate the whole world. Let me just read that headline again. Biden planning global COVID summit to vaccinate the whole world. Despite the failure of COVID-19 vaccines to stop infection and to stop transmission of the virus, mid-alarming safety signals go out. President Biden is calling on the world's political and private sector leaders to meet for a second COVID summit to make new commitments and bring solutions to vaccinate the whole world. The White House said, and a statement Monday, that the second global COVID summit will be held virtually May the 12th. This summit will redouble our collective efforts to end the acute phase of COVID-19 pandemic and prepare for future health threats. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just put a little footnote on that. Future health threats, what are they? We've had health threats since man was created. We continue to have health threats every season. We've never had to have major push that we can vaccinate the whole world as is being promulgated now by the Biden administration. Future health threats, ladies and gentlemen, that's the little precursor to what I believe will take place before the latter portion of this year when I believe 60 to 90 days before the election, there'll be a major, major resurgence of a new strain that they cannot figure what to do with it. So we've got to have mask mandates again. We've got to have lockdowns again, and it'll prevent being able to go to the polls and vote. And they'll use that as a tactic to try to steal the November 2022 election. This article goes on to say the U.S., as the chair of the first summit last September, is co-hosting the upcoming meeting in Belize. The hosts are calling for world leaders, members of the civil society, non-governmental organizations, philanthropists, and private sector to make new commitments and bring solutions to vaccine the world, to save lives now, and build back better health security. Build back better health security. You hear that? That's a mantra out of Karl Marx. The White House said the summit, among other commitments, will emphasize getting shots in the arms, deploying tests and treatments, especially for the high-risk population. Meanwhile, the CDC in the UK, government data has indicated that COVID-19 vaccines not only are ineffective in preventing cases and transmission, they rapidly lose protection against severe illness or death while posing serious health risk. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place in that realm with the deaths and the paralyzations, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the emphasis that we want to talk about today. But ladies and gentlemen, you recall in 2016, I can see it vividly, when then-candidate Donald J. Trump came down the golden escalator in Trump Towers and announced that he was running for president. And then during the presidential campaign, and then, ladies and gentlemen, for the full 4 years as President Trump was president, the world was told that Trump was a Putin puppet. You remember that? That Donald Trump is a Putin puppet. That term was used on the Communist Network News and all the affiliated loose likes, lost liberal leftist networks used that, ladies and gentlemen, over and over. President Trump was hampered daily. He was hammered day and day and hampered in his attempts to serve our nation as president by bits and pieces of supposed new evidence that was coming out about his being a Putin puppet. Ladies and gentlemen, he was considered to be a traitor. Trumpet was a traitor, as multitudes would have it. And ladies and gentlemen, the American taxpayers then paid some $42 million for the Mueller report that was fraught with manufactured evidence and sworn to by liars under oath. Ladies and gentlemen, under the Mueller report, they had 19 lawyers. All were Democrats. And Mueller himself, was in the same condition that Joe Biden's in. Mueller was used as a puppet, manipulated by the 19 liberal Democrats on his staff to try to go through the process of finding some little tidbit that might be able to be used to impeach and put President Trump out of office. President Trump was impeached, not successfully, with less than anything that would be called truth. It was the lies, all lies, and the false witnesses, all using fabricated Clinton manufactured evidence and presented information that was presented and postulated by the enemies of America, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to prosecute Trump on lies. Now, listen, I'm getting to a point in just a moment. I'm trying to lay the foundation of where we're going with this major mega situation that took place in America, and it's still happening. The loose ends from that evisceration of President Donald J. Trump, the removal of Trump from office because of the loss of the election through a fraudulent, stolen 2020 election, stolen and fabricated by the same ones that fabricated the Trump lies in relationship to Trump being a Putin puppet with what was called the Russiagate deal. Ladies and gentlemen, America today continues with the real enemies of America continuing their lies, their plots, their plans to undermine and destroy our constitutional republic. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall in 1 Kings chapter 21 a similar story. You say, well, I didn't know that there was a story in the Bible that relates to Trump and what happened to him with the lies. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to deal with the issue biblically and what has taken place and the fallout of it and what's happening today with the Durham report that's trickling out now day by day as to what really took place. But if you have your Bibles, and if you're driving, please don't turn to your Bibles. But if you are seated where you can, turn to 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. I'm going to read the first introductory verses, then we'll talk about it and wrap up with the concluding verses in the 22nd chapter. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace that is very close, right next door to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my houses, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, now here's Naboth, a little nobody, saying no to the king. In verse 3 of chapter 21, 1 Kings, and Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Naboth said, king, I can't sell it. I can't trade it because it's an inheritance. It's a legacy handed down in my family, and I'm just not going to do it. Verse 4, and Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon the bed and turned away his face and would not eat bread. Verse 5 of chapter 21, 1 Kings. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else I will, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And it goes on to talk about Jezebel, Ahab's wife, started taunting him. And she put in the young blood vernacular. She said, why, listen, are you the king or not? Do you have authority or don't you? Do you have the ability to take what you want or not? Is it out of your control or not? She goes on to say, so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, that's the king's seal, and sent letters to the elders of the and the nobles that were in the city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, that's liars, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. Ladies and gentlemen, you see what took place in 1 Kings with Ahab and Jezebel, the king and queen, and how the king said, this is what I want. Naboth said, no, I can't do it. And as a result of that, Jezebel dethroned, if you will, the king immediately. She said, if you can't do it, I'll do it for you, oh boy. And so she took his signet ring and she sent letters asking that there be a feast, a celebration in the name of Naboth. Now listen carefully. That was a plot hatched out of the hounds by the hounds of hell to lie and deceive and have put to death Naboth so the king could steal his vineyard. Now you say, what has all of this got to do with President Trump and the liars in the Russiagate story that tortured him and taunted him and defeated him in a theft of an election in 2020? Why did that happen? It's because the same thing was taking place as you find in 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, Ahab and Jezebel carried out their plot, carried out their plan. Naboth was put to death because two witnesses of Belial, the scripture says, that is two bought liars. Hear me, two bought liars. If you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, they stood on the witness stand and they said that he had talked with Russia. They stood on the witness stand and produced phony documents that said that he had blasphemed against God. They stood on the witness stand and gave evidence and information and then leaked it out to the Communist Network News called CNN. They then made a determination that he is guilty and must be put to death. He must be removed because we want his vineyard. Ladies and gentlemen, the scene and the scenario in 1 Kings 21 is precisely what we have seen over the past 4 or 5 years in relationship to the Russiagate scheme that was plotted, planned, and carried out by Hillary Rodham Clinton, the DNC, and her attorneys that worked for perhaps one of the most prestigious, most expensive, largest, most powerful law firms in the United States of America. That's all coming unthreaded now, all coming unglued, and as a result of that, they're fighting back. But ladies and gentlemen, you might say, what happened to Ahab and Jezebel? What took place ultimately with them? Did God do anything about it? The scripture goes on to say in this text that they proclaimed a fast, verse 12 of chapter 21 of 1 Kings, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and set before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence even of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and blaspheme the king. And they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. And then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is dead. Naboth is stoned. He's dead. And ladies and gentlemen, verse 16 says, and it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth in Jezreel to take possession of Naboth's vineyard. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise and go down and meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast killed and also taken possession. Thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in thy place, where the scripture continues now in verse 19, where the Bible says, where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood even of thine. And Ahab said unto Elijah, hath thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to the work of evil in the sight of the Lord. And he goes on to the balance of the 21st chapter of 1 Kings, ladies and gentlemen, talking about God's justice that ultimately be carried out. And in your leisure, turn to the 22nd chapter of the book of 1 Kings. And the 22nd chapter, starting, ladies and gentlemen, with about verse 30 and following. And you find, ladies and gentlemen, 30 through 38 in that text, you will find that God carried out his judgment. His justice was brought, and Ahab and Jezebel both died horrible deaths, just as Elijah, the prophet, had told them that would take place because of their deed. Hear me and hear me well. Ladies and gentlemen, it might seem that Hillary Rodham Clinton, it might appear that Sussman, her attorney with the Cooey Law Firm, it might appear that the Democratic Party had succeeded in carrying out that plot to undermine and tear down and destroy God's man that I believe it was because of God's divine intervention that put Donald J. Trump in office in 2016, started January the 1st of 2017. And even the Rhino Republicans that were wrapped closely to Donald J. Trump, it's just now coming out, ladies and gentlemen, that they were frauds, they were phonies, they were actually against President Trump the entire time. And yet they claimed to be assisting him. And ladies and gentlemen, they did nothing when they controlled the House and the Senate and the Oval Office. And ladies and gentlemen, God's justice and God's judgment may grind ever so slowly, but it grinds ever so surely. We're going to talk about what is taking place with the John Durham Report and how God's justice and God's judgment is coming, coming to fruition today with Hillary Rodham Clinton and her attorneys and what has taken place in the past few years that right now needs to be understood, that it mirrors what took place with Ahab and Jezebel, and they're having liars to testify against Naboth and have Naboth put to death. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll come right back right after the top of the hour news as we face the issues and talk about, remember, God is watching.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.